You are Locked On Kings, your daily podcast on the Sacramento Kings.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Covington wheels and fires for three, no good, horn sounds, and Sacramento gets a series sweep against Philadelphia in the most bizarre fashion. After trailing by 16 in the third quarter at 65-49, they were down seven going to the fourth, and they end up winning it by six, 101-95.
Welcome in to another edition of Locked On Kings, a winning edition of Locked On Kings. How about that game for the Sacramento Kings on a Tuesday night, in which they took care of the Philadelphia 76ers, as you heard coming into the show. 101-95, we do welcome you in. Kings play tonight. We'll preview that. We'll look back on the win over Philadelphia, and of course, it's draft Wednesday. Let's jump right into that. First and foremost, did you know that your chances on winning on draft are 80% better than on salary cap sites? Check out Draft. That's why Draft right now is my favorite fantasy site. There's no more getting crushed by the pros, and it's not just me. More than 1 million people that have already downloaded the Draft app as well. That's how you do it. Download the Draft app. I have it on my phone. I'm going to get the J. Ross League played, Locked On Kings / J. Ross. A league we'll have there for you that you could play today. You'll play in real live NBA draft right now, and you could be done in under 5 minutes. That's how easy it is, and get paid out the next day. Drafts are filling every second, so you could join one whenever you want, and when the draft is filled, then you draft. It's a snake draft, picking 1 through 5 or 1 through 6, 1 through 10, no matter how large the league is. You'll pick 2 guards, 2 forwards, and a center. You can't have the same players. And then it's basically who had the best day with points, rebounds, assists, steals, blocks, turnovers, or negatives. That's it. And all new players get a free entry into a real money draft when you make your first deposit, but you have to use my promo code LOKINGS. So play for real. Get that money up there. And listeners, right now, a money-back guarantee up to $100, but that it even gets better for you. Draft is so sure you'll love it that they're even offering LOKINGS, Locked On Kings listeners, a money-back guarantee up to $100. So just search Draft in your app store or go to draft.com and come play free right now with the promo code LOKINGS. And it should be a good Wednesday night in Draft, so check it out. Again, put it on your computer at draft.com or get the app in any app store and play right now. All right, let's go to it, though. Let's look back at the Kings game against the Philadelphia 76ers to start the night. A little worried because George Hill pronounced out with an illness. De'Aaron Fox, the good news, he was going to play. Bad news, I thought Joel Embiid was a late scratch, wasn't going to play. I wanted to see him play, though I thought it increased the odds of the Kings winning. So he was out. Hill was out. Kings were ready to roll. Zebo was back. And let's listen back to how it went for the Sacramento Kings.
Randolph baseline right, and a mismatch now as he digs back on Jared Bayless. Here comes double team help. Zebo now back, straight man to man, draws the foul, scores the basket. Another three-point opportunity. The third three-point opportunity of the first quarter for Zach Randolph, who also made a three the legitimate traditional way from outside the arc. T.J. McConnell, he drives, wraparound pass, stolen by Costa, leads it out to Mason. 4 seconds to go. Frank with a breakaway. Frank with the bucket. Nice way to finish the quarter, 2.3 seconds to go. Here comes TLC down the lane. Frank Mason with a chase down block, grabbed by the Kings in transition. Heel for three. Buddy Buckets knocks down the triple, and we're tied at 41. Credit that whole sequence to Frank Mason with the chase down of J.J. Redick. 4 on the clock. Zebo has it, going to have to launch it. Here's the jab step. Jay, it is good. Zach Randolph again now has 23 points. It's 71-62. Somebody other than Zebo is going to have to score, however, for the Kings. Mason back with a twisting reverse, and he scores coming diagonally from the right side of the lane to the left. Here's Covington. Poe going into the lane. Ball knocked away. Steal. Malachi. No, it was Buddy Hield. Hield in transition to the free throw line. Dumps it out to Mason. Measures. Thought he was going to shoot the three. Now one dribble for rhythm. Scores the three. And suddenly the Kings, who couldn't buy a hoop for the longest stretch, are back in a two-possession ball game, down just four at 73-69. Timeout taken by Philadelphia. 2.5 minutes left in the third quarter. Šarić hands it off to Redick. Fakes the up. Goes inside. Amir Johnson. Well, Dave Eger is going to call a timeout right here. And the way this team is playing right now, you might as just well, you know, tee up the Philly cheesesteaks that are usually in the locker room after the game. Go get on the bus and drive to New York. That's the plan tonight. My goodness, this is alarming how quickly it's turned. Out of heel, back to Malachi into the lane. He's fouled, he reaches and he scores. A three-point opportunity for Malachi Richardson and a chance to make this a two-point ball game. 3:45 to play as Vince Carter works straight away. Screen from Cauley-Stein, wiggles right, feeds back to Willie Cauley-Stein, makes a great adjustment and scores with the left hand. Nice little two-man game between the old pro Vince Carter and the third-year Willie Cauley-Stein. Now hitting the two-minute mark. It's still a four-point Kings lead. Here's Zeebo rolling left, squares up. He scores in the post that time against Sharich. That's what they wanted coming on that possession. And Zeebo now has himself a 27-point ball game. The lead is six at 96-90. That's equals Sacramento's biggest lead of the evening. Temple gives it to Zach Randall. Working on Simmons. Drives him right. Ball fake. Shot up. No good. Rebound. Put back. Garrett Temple with a put back. An offensive rebound for a huge 2 points and a 6-point lead with 32 seconds to go. Zeebo, who normally loves the left, attacked from the right that time. And his shot skittered off the iron, but Garrett Temple, coming from the left side, was there to clean it up. And his putback makes it 98-92.
All right, my recap and analysis from this one. The Kings got off to a good start. It was another 30-point first quarter. They've been doing that a little bit more regularly, so they're starting better. That's encouraging, and Zeebo came out swinging. 13 points. Kings shot 50% and didn't turn the ball over in the opening quarter. Second quarter, though, here it comes again, that bad quarter for the Kings. It was 18 points, outscored by 12, and they found themselves down 9 at the half, 57-48. Kings were just 4 of 11 from the line at the half. That was a terrible number. They shot 4 of 15 from the floor in the quarter, and again, down 57-48, but it felt worse, yet the Kings were still in the game. We take you to the third quarter, and it got worse before it got better. The low point, as you heard in kind of the highlight montage, Kings were down 65-49. They started the second half without De'Aaron Fox. He did not return, so they started Justin Jackson in the second half with Bogdanovich, Zach Randolph, Willie Cauley-Stein, and Garrett Temple. So at that point, Bogdanovich was playing a lot of point at the beginning of the half, and the Kings were giving up too many offensive rebounds, too many rebounds overall. And at one point in the third quarter, Heald, Randolph, and Mason were shooting 65%. The rest of the team, they were down at 19%, so they started to need some help. Kings entered the fourth quarter down by 7. Then they really got it going, and the Kings would catch Philly, pass Philly, and then hang on. There were some huge plays, a big offensive rebound put back by Garrett Temple. They got a ton of stops. They held Robert Covington in check, where he just went 2 of 13 from the floor, and the Kings end up having their largest road comeback of the season, second largest comeback overall of the season, finished the season sweep of Philadelphia. They improved to 10-20. They get their fifth road win, and they played the final 10 and a half minutes without a true point guard. Mason had left the game. Fox had left the game. Hill wasn't playing, and they did a lot of it with Garrett Temple, kind of the initiator, and they found a way. And that was a really nice win to get it 101-95. They now go to 5-1 on the front end of a back-to-back, unfortunately, as they get ready for Brooklyn. They are 0-5 on the second night of a back-to-back. But let's hear from those that were involved. And right after the game on the television side, Zach Randolph and Katie Christensen talked about the Kings' win.
It's real big for us. Just not only that, it's with developing our players and our young players is playing with a lot more confidence, and we believe we can win. And this is this is going to be a playoff team, you know, this year and most definitely next year. But so it was a good game. We just kept fighting. They got us down, and we fought back. I mean, Frank was tremendous tonight. You know, Buddy, the young guys was great. And you know, I give a big hand to Mally. You know, Richardson, he came in and played good and played defense. So it was a team win.
You got a rest in Toronto the other night. You come back out and look just like, you know, a fresh 22-year-old out there. How are you feeling with the load that you've been carrying?
I feel good, man. I got to say it earlier in the beginning of the season. I feel like I'm in my prime, you know, just my mind state and, you know, what I believe in my heart. So I'm going to go out and play like it every game and give it the best I can get. And, you know, my young guys be there with me rallying the troops, and we're going to go hard.
in the month of December, it seems like this team is more cohesive and more confident. What has been the difference in this month?
I think developing, like he's just playing, constantly playing games and getting a feeling, and these young guys understanding how to play, and not only that, understand how to win games at the end. And they put their time in, you know, they put their time in and after practice and before practice and off days. So it's starting to show.
I love Zach. He's such a good guy. So much fun playing well. The best King right now. But playoffs, I don't know. I like the optimism. He has to think that way. But too long of a way to go. And even though if you really look at the standings, the bottom spot in the West is attainable. It's below 500. But the Kings have a long way to go. They're 10-20. They got a lot of work to climb up. But they're starting to climb. And that's what you got to do. And I don't even think we need to have the conversation. But if they keep winning and other teams keep losing, and we revisit this in maybe 10 games from now, 15 games from now, and all of a sudden they've done a little bit of a dent and they're closer, maybe we could start to dream a little bit. But they're not there right now, and I'm not even worried about that. Just want to see them improve and get better, and I think that's certainly happening right in front of our eyes. But I like his optimism for sure. All right, now let's go to the head coach of the Kings. Here's what Dave Yeager shared with the media after the Kings' six-point win.
Interesting game. You know, lots of ebbs and flows to that one. We felt like we found a group that had some switchability to it. We got 8 stops in a row to start the fourth quarter, and that helped us get into our offense. I thought we executed pretty well in the fourth quarter. Zach started us out and really carried us for a while. We didn't make a lot of shots tonight, and I think they would probably say the same thing. They missed some shots they normally make. But it was a great learning experience. That's what I was thinking during the game in the third quarter, what I was going to say after the game. Like, well, that was a great learning experience, because we had some bloopers that will go on the reel tonight. But we got better. We kept fighting. The thing about this group is they won't quit. Every day we come to the gym, we have fun, they work hard, and they're a joy to be around every day, and they go out and compete. And so, that was one, wow, that was impressive. And we had to spin a lot of guys in and out, but found a group that was switchable and rebounded together. Them having 8 offensive rebounds in the first half was a problem for us. And then I thought we did a pretty good job on Simmons in the second half.
You talk about some bloopers out there and a learning process and all of these things. How important is it for, whether it's Frank or Buddy, guys like that, groups like that, to be on the floor in the end of games like that when the game is on the line?
Sometimes you gotta be in it, and sometimes you can learn from watching, and I think having older guys around that can help you through stuff. You shouldn't have to make a mistake to avoid one in the future. It can be definitely part of the educational process.
You give guys like, hold on.
How big was Vince? Two plays, the outlet pass and the offensive rebound.
Yeah, I was about to call timeout again. He just gets us real stable. We executed, I thought, really well in the last 9 minutes of the game, and I had 4 timeouts left, so we could kind of slow the game down a little bit.
I was going to ask you about Zach, but
how about the other older guy?
Yeah.
All right.
Is that what you looked for in terms of giving him a rest on Sunday against Toronto? You look at this, you have a back-to-back, Philly, Brooklyn. Is this what you kind of had in mind?
Yeah, there's a little hole in the schedule there where, it's not about his age or how he plays, but he does play physical and he does take hits. And so what we're trying to do is move him off of the low post for a little while, let him play from the high post, face a little bit. He was terrific. He was really, really terrific.
Well, Coach Levin on some Z-Bo, and I get it. I mean, you look at some of the final numbers individually. Zach Randolph, 12 of 19, 27 points. Buddy Hield had 24. Wasn't the most efficient shooting night for him. And then Frank Mason had 16. But other guys got an opportunity to play and contribute. So let's hear what Malachi Richardson shared with Katie after the Kings' six-point win.
Coming in the locker room, Malachi, obviously one of the things that's been very apparent about this team is how supportive everyone is. You haven't gotten a lot of playing time recently, but Coach went to you and you played very well. Teammates seem very proud of you.
Yeah, that's the type of group we have. Next man up is always the case with us, and we have a great, great bunch of vets, and our young guys stick together, so they were happy for me, and I feel good playing.
I know today it wasn't about really your offensive contributions, but Coach really relied on you more defensively. Talk about just the work that you've put in on the sideline when you're not getting the playing time in the off season to kind of build your physique and strengthen yourself.
Today really showed that I got a lot stronger than what I was last year. I spent a lot of time in the weight room just rehabbing and trying to get my body right for this year. And, you know, I just wanted to come in, compete, and do the little things.
What has this process been like for you, the film study, the learning, the watching from the sidelines? What have you gathered from that?
To always stay ready. You know, you want to watch other guys and see what mistakes they're making so I don't come in and make the same mistakes. And practice is important. Staying ready, getting extra shots, conditioning, making sure I get my lifts in. That's definitely been the most important part.
We've heard Coach talk about having good 3-and-D guys, and you came into the league with a reputation of a guy who could shoot the three. Defensively, how much have you grown in the last?
Man, since last year? Shit, I know y'all seen me last year. I was. I mean, I was bad last year, kind of. But it got better towards once I started really getting a rotation, and this year I think I improved a lot.
Getting an assignment like Simmons, you know, late game, what was your kind of your mindset going out there against a guy like that?
It really didn't matter who I was matched up against. I just wanted to go out and compete and play as hard as I could.
De'Aaron, you weren't able to return to the game, but obviously you're proud of your teammate.
Oh, of course. That's my guy. That's my guy right here. That's all y'all need to know.
Nothing like him peering at you over Jason's shoulder during the interview.
Horrible, man. No, that's my dog, though.
And let's get one last player check into the locker room. Garrett Temple, I'm so happy for him. You know that I'm a big fan of his. 32 minutes. He guarded Covington a lot, guarded Reddick, did a good job of chasing all the Philadelphia scorers around. But he did provide the stats they needed, just enough from Garrett. 9 points, 8 rebounds, 4 assists, a steal, no turnovers. That big offensive rebound late. Here's G. Temp after the game with the win.
I knew we were down a good bit in the third. Had another tough start. Again, we got to fix that, but we put him in the penalty a little too early. And then fourth quarter, I just wanted to come out, be aggressive, you know, attack the rim, but try to get rebounds and extra baskets for us because they had me playing a little point, so I needed to get people in the right positions and, you know, make some plays.
You know, this Philly team is kind of desperate for wins. They've been struggling recently, and then they lose last night at home. But you guys are able to compete, and with a group on the floor in crunch time that hasn't really played together.
Right, yeah, we haven't played together hardly. I would love to see how many minutes we played together this year. You know, but hats off to Malachi Richardson, Justin Jackson for coming in. You know, not knowing they haven't been in rotation the last couple of games. That's obviously Malachi, and coming in, defend Ben Simmons the way he did. And, you know, another guy that unheralded, you know, Frank has been playing great, but he had a hell of a game for us tonight. Did his part, even though he didn't finish the game out, with a big 16 points. So, you know, everybody really pitched in, and we needed this win.
All right, so we've kind of recapped Philadelphia. Want to look ahead to tonight. Kings in Brooklyn. What an opportunity to close a road trip at 2-2 if all goes well. And if not, still come home, have a couple days off, get ready for the Spurs on Saturday. Brooklyn. Not the same Nets team that you're used to. They're not bad. And I say not bad because they've been a team that's really been rough the last couple of years. But they don't have star power, but they've got a lot of guys playing well. Jeremy Lin out for the season. D'Angelo Russell is out. But other guys are contributing, and this team can score. They look to get pace. They look for threes. They look to push the ball. They score a little over 107 points per game. Again, common opponent or common theme, an area the Kings generally are not in. So the Kings are going to have to keep that number down, but Brooklyn does give up points. They're giving up 110 a game. So Kings should be able to find ways to score no matter who's healthy. I hope they've got the point guard situation settled a little bit. It sounded like De'Aaron Fox didn't get the lift he was looking for. Wasn't really re-injured that contusion he had, but didn't finish the game. Frank Mason didn't finish the game. George Hill was under the weather. Will he be able to go? So the point guard position certainly will be a position of concern going into that. And the stat I gave you earlier, Kings 0-5 on the second night of a back-to-back. They'll try to clean that up as well. So, again, check out Draft on Draft.com or the app to play in our Locked On Kings League for today. Also, we want to see how the Kings do to close out this road trip. And it certainly was a fun win over the Sixers on Tuesday night. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back again tomorrow for another edition of Locked On Kings.
You are Locked On Kings, your daily Sacramento Kings podcast.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.